WMFR in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
The numbers all go to 11.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Just after me and John took it, Sue came up. Of course, it hadn't yet started to take effect, but right then, I got bad feelings. There's no going back, though. As soon as it's in your mouth, you've committed yourself, so to speak.
Cuando luchamos por 15! When we fight for 15, we win!
1 teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
3, 2, 1.
て手にしたタロットは黒いアラベスクの模様。太古の昔になくしたすべての力をここに取り戻す月の影帽子をチョークで囲んだらそれは78 78 秩序は巡る
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and what we do on a Plastic Sushi is to always start things off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping. Mixing it up with as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. today. It's Friday the 13th. So we're going to be celebrating with a theme called numbers. We began the show with one of the most successful J-pop, that's Japanese pop stars ever, Yumi Matsutoya, and a song called 78 from her album, The Gallery in My Heart. She sold over 42 million songs in her long career, which started in 1972 and includes 37 studio albums and 41 singles. Tonight, I'm going to be playing you all songs about numbers, as well as reading you some public service messages from WMFO's Numbers to Think About series, on top of my featured ambiance, which is the music or sounds that I play during the breaks when I'm talking, like right now. Yes, well, all the tracks are going to be from Brian Eno's Ambient One album, Music for Airports, which consists of just four tracks named 1/1, 2/1, 1/2, and 2/2. And our audio clips from who knows where. It's the audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries sometimes and political speeches sometimes. Yeah, this evening we're going to be including a whole bunch of excerpts from an excellent BBC documentary on the discovery of LSD by Dr. Albert Hofmann, a Swiss chemist in 1943. LSD is lysergic acid diethylamide, a powerful psychedelic drug and hallucinogen. In particular, we've got a bunch of clips with Dr. Hofmann directly speaking in his wonderful Swiss-German accent. It's a remarkable story and historically relevant because, well, that had so much to do with, of course, the psychedelic era of the 1960s and popular culture and political thinking. On April 16th, 1943, Albert Hofmann became the first human to experience the effects of LSD when he accidentally absorbed some through the skin of his fingers. And then a couple of days later, he decided, well, he'll tell you the story. We'll be hearing that in actually the second main set of the show, or the third main set, yeah. So what was going on is ergo is a fungus that grows on corn. And for centuries, midwives had used it to stimulate the uterus in childbirth. And that Sandoz, a drug manufacturer, pharmaceutical company, Hofmann was investigating how it could be used as a therapeutic drug in some form. So he was synthesizing some of it, a very pure form. And at the end of the synthesis, he noticed what he called a very strange psychic integration. He had a kind of feeling of oneness with the world. Colors seemed brighter, and it reminded him a bit of when he was a child and he would go into the forest. And a sense of oneness with nature. So in the finest tradition of scientists, he decided to experiment on himself. And he decided to take the smallest possible dose he thought could have any effect, namely 0.25 milligrams, which actually turned out to be the pretty strong dose, 2.5 times the normal typical psychedelic dose of 100 micrograms. And he began to feel ill, so he rode his bike back home after it kicked in. And then He ended up getting better and went to his boss at the laboratory and told him about how one teaspoon of this new drug could render 50,000 people temporarily insane. So that's the story you're going to be hearing about that day when he rode back, that's celebrated in psychedelic culture as Bicycle Day. And let me reiterate the disclaimer in my intro from Chuck Yu that the views and opinions expressed on this show never don't necessarily represent those of WMFO, the Tufts University, the Board of Trustees, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. And I'd never advocate that somebody casually take illegal drugs, especially a powerful psychedelic like LSD. But it's provided me with some of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had, as well as some of the scariest. And what I will say is, if you're really interested in how the mind works, how the senses function, and how they can malfunction, do your own research on the subject. And as I said in the second hour of the show, as I didn't yet say, I've got a remix of Aphex Twin's Number 9 with two excerpts from a short novel that I wrote in college about tripping. And that's coming out in the second hour of the show. Shout outs this evening to Philip in Smithtown, John in Beverly, as well as Diane and Chuck in Medford. And thanks to Chuck for the Fight for 15 clips in the show intro. And I'll be sending out a James Bond track to Chuck in the next set following a recent James Bond sub-theme he did on Troubadour, our sister station WMBR at MIT. So yeah, let's get the rest of your number-themed Friday the 13th sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese track, as this is a Plastic Sushi and those are the rules. Here's something I found on a Club Mix album from Sega Racing Games. It's called 1 to 20. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform. Community. And even sometimes educational radio.
Here's the plan. We get the warhead and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days. Virtucon alone makes over $9 billion a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
Ha ha! The 911 emergency number is not in effect in the area where you are.
Please hang up and dial O for operator. This is a recording.
We'll be right back.
friends. Did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this Friday the 13th, we are bringing you a theme of numbers. We began the last set with some music from Japan, specifically the Sega Corporation. A song called 1 through 20 from the Psyched Club mix of Sega racing games. And then a song I was sending out to Chuck Yu, a James Bond track composed by John Barry, 007. And then we heard a track called 911 from Cyndi Lauper. And we finished things off with some hard rockin' metal music. Song 2x4 from Metallica. Meanwhile, right now, we are hearing the second song on the first vinyl album side of Brian Eno's groundbreaking ambient album, Music for Airports. So, in the next set, we're going to hear just four songs, and two of them are going to be from Moby. One's called 7, and the other's called 18. It's the 18th song on his album, 18. And we're also going to be hearing from a local enough band, the Dresden Dolls, from their eponymously named album, a song called 672. But first, we're going to start off with another Japanese band, because we like to do that on Plastic Sushi, Strawberry, and Thyme Sound Collages. Here's Pizzicato 5 with a song called Number 5.
Number 5. Thank you.
Having fun. I stay in bed with my headphones on. shot down with arrows from waves above. Christopher Lydon renounced my love. It took so long to get through to you. I never understood sorrow, now I do. I finally got past your monitor. You broke my heart into Christopher. Christopher, I was your listener. Christopher, I've never felt love like this before. Christopher, Christopher, now and forevermore. Christopher, I'll never stop saying Christopher, Christopher. Finally I knew what I had to do. I had to make the connection with you. I don't care if you're old and incontinent. I will be yours till the bitter end. So during a show about Joan of Arc, I got through and said, Christopher Lydon, you've stolen my heart. When I asked if you felt the same way for me, you cut me off like a guillotine. Visions of Christopher, shot down with the arrows from waves above. Christopher Lydon renounced my love. Christopher, I was your prisoner. Christopher, I hope you're happy now. Christopher,
thank you.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. It's Friday the 13th, and our theme is numbers. Right now, we're listening to the third track on Brian Eno's Ambient One, Music for Airports, released in 1974. Before that, we heard two songs from Moby. Well, let's go back to the beginning of the set, actually. And we began with the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and a track called Number 5 from their album The Sound of Music by Pizzicato 5. And then a local band, the Dresden Dolls, a song called 672. And then we had those two songs from Moby. One from his 1999 album Play called 7, and the other 18 from his subsequent album 18. And that album Play has basically been the most successful electronica album ever, more than 12 million copies sold worldwide, and it was his breakthrough album. And in fact, every single track on that album was licensed commercially. That was their strategy to get the music heard, and it was incredibly successful. I promised you some more public service messages here on WMFO in Medford during our breaks as we celebrate numbers. So here are some numbers to think about. American causes of death. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths, while 47,646 Americans committed suicide. An even greater number of people were killed by gun violence. 48,830 Americans, yes, died of gun violence. But diabetes killed more than twice that number. It was listed as the direct cause of death on 103,294 death certificates. But drug overdoses killed even more people. More than 106,000 people in America died from drug overdoses, and more than 70,000 of those were from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, because it only takes 2 milligrams of fentanyl to kill you. Meanwhile, COVID-19 took an even bigger toll, with 460,000 deaths associated with it. And then, when it comes to another drug, marijuana, and marijuana overdoses, well, in 2021, 0 people died
from an overdose of marijuana. That being a direct cause, because if you're under the influence of anything, you don't want to do things that would be dumb, like driving a car. So don't do that. This has been some numbers to think about, packed up into a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Educational Radio. So the next set is kind of the centerpiece, well, one of two centerpieces of this sound collage. As I mentioned almost an hour ago, I've got this, found the BBC.